Hi, Lizzie. These are questions for TV Grapevine, for season two of Honest Renovations. First of all, how has this season changed since last season?
This season, we were committed to efficiency this season. So in the first season, we were able to really get in there, get our hands dirty, but it was our first time doing six homes at one time. So it's a very different process of doing your own home or doing one home at a time or one space or project at a time. This was our first time, last season was our first time getting in and doing multiple homes. So for season two, we were committed to being extremely efficient with time, energy, our space, our crew, everything. And I think we really accomplished that. Not to mention, when we meet a family for the first time, we also move them out on that first day. And so for us, we immediately realize that in that moment, the time clock starts. And so we have pretty much about 2, 2.5 months before they have to move back in. So for us, efficiency was a really big thing. And all of our families get to move back in when they're supposed to and meet those deadlines. So we were very happy about that.
What were some of your favorite moments from filming this season?
You know what? My favorite moments are always the one-on-ones I get with the family because it just gives me a moment to really connect with them. And that's the beautiful part for me. I love the show. The show has beautiful afters, and you get a really satisfying kind of before and after. You really like see a beautiful difference and a change. And for everyone who is a home renovation lover, this is definitely the show that you will get that payoff. For me, though, I really do love our families. Our families are the heart of our show. They truly are. Their stories are so relatable and they're so powerful. And these families are so vulnerable and strong at the same time. And I love getting to show that to the world. I love getting to talk with them and relate to them and allow the world to see, what it is that they're going through. And I think it's just a huge part. So the one-on-ones, the first time we get to meet them is always like such a great day for me. I get so excited. And then I have a one-on-one with them, throughout the process to check in and see kind of like what they're doing.
Just an aside, one of my favorite one-on-ones was when you talked with the single mom and you helped her take her dad's stuff out and just pretty much like let that go. And that was a very special moment in the show. And I'm sure for her it was really hard, but you were so strong and you.
You don't even understand the behind the scenes of that, Steve. I was literally bawling because I had just lost my mom.
I know you
And
mentioned
so
that, yeah.
her and I were like, I felt exactly where she was in life in that moment. And I was just like, oh my God, I am right here with you. I just wanted her to feel support. And, that was a really big moment for me. It was really
Oh,
big for her
so
too.
sweet.
It was great.
What was it like to team up with your best friend Jessica for the project?
It's always fun when you get to work with your best friend. I think in life, whenever you think of work, you always want it to be fun. You never want work to be a dread or boring or this is what I have to go do. So being able to create, produce, host a show with your best friend is like a dream come true.
And looking good doing it. What were some of the biggest challenges for this season comparatively to last season?
I think whenever you are doing any home renovation, there are going to be challenges. So, when you're about to knock down a wall or change the whole layout of a bathroom, you have to understand that something in the wall may go wrong. I think all challenges come in when it comes to budget. So, you have to allocate what you're going to spend here, what you're going to spend there, what you're going to sacrifice here, what you're going to sacrifice there. And sometimes that comes up, and you got to be able to roll with the punches. So I think that's the hardest part, I think through even season one or season two, that's always like figuring out where we have to allocate a little bit more money because the flooring in this house is done. It's trashed, and we have to make sure that it's safe when the family comes home, as opposed to we want something really aesthetically beautiful and pleasing, but that costs money.
Totally aside, I remember the episode with the bathtub where you guys couldn't open the door and then you realized that the door.
Oh, the door went the other way.
First of all, I have never laughed, but second of all, like, I want that bathtub.
Because when we first brought it, when the doors were installed before we put in the bathtub, and we were like, That doesn't make any sense. We should have put the bathtub in first. It's never gonna fit. And Tinku was like, it'll fit. It'll fit. He's always the calm one. It'll fit. So it ended up fitting. And then we were like, wait a minute, the door doesn't go the right way. We all over the place. It was good though.
So what makes this show stand out from other shows kind of like it?
You know, I really don't think there's any show like it. You know, I mean, I can be a little biased, but there's no show out there that's gonna give you what we give you. And I think the beauty about the show is obviously the heart of it is our families, their stories, the relatability. I mean, we have families from single moms to multi-generational families to kids who are babies to kids who are, I should say, young adults who are now college age and they are coming in and out of the house from, you know, holidays and summers, you know? And so we're designing for all of that. We're designing for all the different stages and ages of what parenthood looks like. And I think that you can also get tips and tricks, even if you aren't a parent, even if you are just a design enthusiast and you love to see before and afters and takeaways. This is definitely that show. But this show also has a fun element. It is fun to watch. It is, you know, one of those things that you can just sit down, laugh, and binge. And you might cry too. And I think having that duality in this show is so beautiful because it feels like you're watching your friends. It feels like you're watching something very personal happen, and we're as real as it gets. And so it really does bring a special quality to this show.
What else are you working on? And is there any sort of special that you guys are gonna have for the show coming up soon?
Oh, good question. So we may have a very special episode coming up around the holidays. So make sure you look out for that. It is one that is filled with holiday cheer and love. And that's actually a really, really sweet episode. So definitely make sure that you tune in to Roku for that one. And then other than that, I have my podcast that I'm very passionate about, the Cool Mom Code podcast, where I get to speak with all types of mothers in every field that you can imagine who are at the top of their games, and really showing you exactly what it took to get there and what it looks like now that they are there. And so definitely tune in if you're a mom or if you're a parent and you want to hear about that.
All right, I got two non-show questions for you. First of all, what are you watching these days?
Ooh. You know what? I mean, I have to say, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but when I do, I like for it to be things that either I can just binge watch and just kind of like, you know, walk away from and come back and still get like, you know, the whole like goodness of it and sit and watch popcorn or whatever and zone out. Or I like it to be so thought-provoking that it just makes my mind just like blown. So there's a couple of shows right now that I've watched some series over the summer, Dark Matter being one of them. And that was a little bit mind-blowing, I have to say. That was a good one. It took me into a whole nother realm that I was thinking about some things. I was like, wait a minute, life choices here. What's the other Lizzie out there doing? Check that show out.
And then tell us a fun fact about your family that you feel like kind of is relates to the show in terms of like either a tip you use in your real life or something that you implement from the show to your family.
I mean, I use a lot of tips from this show to that we actually use in our house. We are pretty good about organizing and making sure that everybody knows where everything is. The only thing that I feel like my family could work on is my husband. My husband could work on where he puts things back in the kitchen. So, for instance, he will put like things in the fridge that don't belong in areas in the fridge. And I'm pretty good. I have baskets in the fridge that, like, you know, have different sections of things. So I have my limes and my apples and my eggs and everything set up. And, you know, on the sides of the fridge, we have exactly where the condiments go. He'll come in and put, you know, I don't know, pickles or something where, you know, the ketchup goes. And it drives me nuts. I mean, I'm seriously like, I walk in and I'm just like, what happened here? I don't get what's going on. So that is one thing that we could work on. But I think that organization is key. And I think that's one of the big things that we talk about on the show, even past the beautiful renovations that we are able to do. It is really about the day-to-day living, you know, that we really try and implement. And that's what helps keep the home clutter-free and organized and free of thought. And you're able to come in and make it a serene space. When you start to add in a lot more clutter and things like that, that's when it gets a little like, what's going on? So we try and tone that down at my house, and that's one thing that we do. But the kitchen, that's my zen space, so it bothers me so much when people come in and they just like,
They're
I'm
putting
like,
things where they don't
no.
belong.
Yes, I'm like,
Lastly, anything else you want to share?
make sure to go watch it on Roku, rokuchannel.com. You know, we're so happy that Roku is our home, but make sure you watch season one and season two. It really is a show that I think that everyone is going to love. And even if you aren't a parent, you still can get takeaways from this show, and you're still going to love this show, and you're still going to cry, and you're still going to call your aunties and your cousins and your friends, and you're still going to tell them to watch, because it really is one of those shows that just makes you feel good. It's just a feel good watch.
In this day and age, can't ask for much more.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.